Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf Chaf Gimel. We're holding the very top of the Yomid. You'll recall we learned yesterday in the Mishnah about Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah. And in particular, we learned about that there are different numbers of Olim on different days. So, getting down to the specifics, back in the Mishnah on daf Chaf Aleph Omid Aleph, it said that on Mondays and Thursdays we call up three people. On Rosh Chodesh and Chol Hamoed we call up four people. On Yom Tov we call up five. On Yom Kippur we call up six. On a Shabbos we call up seven. Vis-a-vis all of the initials, meaning the three and the four, for sure you cannot go and add to them. When it got to the five, six, and seven, it says at the end, you can be Moisif. We had a discussion whether Moisif is referring only to Shabbos or perhaps even to Yom Tov and to Yom Kippur. But clearly Shabbos you're allowed to be Moisif, and that of course is the general minhag in many places that they add to the minimum seven aliyahs.
Monday and Thursday could also be Moisif?
You're not allowed to, according to everybody, you're not allowed to be Moisif. You cannot be Moisif on Mondays and Thursdays, you cannot be Moisif on Rosh Chodesh, you can't be Moisif on Mincha Shabbos, you cannot be Moisif. When it comes to the five, six, or seven, five for Yom Tov, six for Yom Kippur, seven for Shabbos, that's already a machloikis. Halacha lemaisa, we only are Moisif on Shabbos. If Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, then we can be Moisif because it's Shabbos. If Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, you can be Moisif because it's Shabbos. But you're not Moisif on Yom Tov or Yom Kippur if they're during the week.
Is the reason for not being Moisif to be Matrid, or what's the... Because I know during the week people have to go to work, but on Shabbos, Mincha, it's...
Oh, so you're asking, what's the reason why we're not Moisif and all that?
Meaning they're very emphatic on not being Moisif.
So, what you've asked is an excellent question, and you'll see in the mention that Gemara is going to address it shortly.
Okay.
Is there any limit on the Moisif on Shabbos?
Just as long as everybody has three psukim. If you have 176 psukim, you got 30 psukim. That happens to be our minhag. By the way, there is a Yemenite minhag that you can relay the same three psukim numerous times. So I was in fact once davening in a Yemenite shul on Shabbos morning, and I was astounded to see that they gave, you know, another. There aren't so many psukim. But then I realized they're reading the same pasuk over and over again. Like Simcha Seir. But in Simcha Seir, at least you go through the whole five psukim, and then again and five. And here they just the same three psukim. They just read it time and time again. It's brought in Shulchan Aruch. It's just that it's not our custom. The Yemenites still have that custom. Anyway, getting back to the Gemara, top of Chof Gimel Omed Aleph, the Yom Tov Chamisha, five aliyahs, Yom Kippur, Yom Kippurim, Shisha, and Shabbos, Shiva. So Gemara says in Mani, our Mishnah L'Choyre does not go in accord with Loi Rabbi Shmuel, the Loi Rabbi Kippa. The sign. We have a Braisa. We have both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, and our Mishnah doesn't seem to go in accordance with either one of those. Good morning, Brother Shai. Welcome. Tesanya. We learned in the Braisa, with the third line from the top of Chof Gimel Omer Aleph. It says in the Braisa, V'yom Tov Chamisha V'yom Kippurim Shisha U'B'Shabbos Shiva. That's consistent with our Mishnah. But ein poichsim mihen v'ein moisif an alei and dev Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says you cannot be moisif. And our Mishnah says you can be moisif. I see Ariel is looking back at the Mishnah. So you want to make sure that what we're saying is absolutely correct, appropriate, and proper. So if you go back to the Mishnah, Chof Aleph Omid Aleph, you'll see the first wide line of the Gemara all the way down below. First wide line. What does it say? Yom Tov Kohen Arba, Yom Tov Chamisha, Yom Kippur Shisha, Shabbos Shiva, Ein Poichsin Avo Moisifin, right? What does he say over here? Ein Moisifin Alein. So can our Mishnah go like Rabbi Shmuel?
No.
So far, so good. Then it says, Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Yom Tov Chamisha, Yom Kippur Shiva, Shabbos Shisha. Is that the same as our Mishnah? No. The Moisif and Alein is good, but the 6 and the 7 has been switched around. Right, Daniel? You're great at numbers. So you know, 6 and 7, 7 and 6. So the more mind. Our Mishnah cannot go according to Bishmol. Irabishmol, Kasha Tosefos. This Moisif and Alein. Where the Mishnah says you can be Moisif. Here it says you cannot be Moisif. Yira Akiva, Kasha Shisha B'Shiva, Shven Shisha B'Shiva, because we switched around 6 and 7, 7 and 6.
Also Rabbi Akiva says on Yom HaKippur you can be Mosif. That's not what the Mishnah says.
That's not clear. See, our Mishnah doesn't really address...
But I'm saying he added something that we did not...
I hear exactly what you're saying. Rabbi Akiva says 7 for Yom Kippur, Shabbos is 6. That's crystal clear. That's different than our Mishnah.
Right.
The next few words, "Ein poichs mihen avol misif an aleim." The question is, what do those words modify? Mm-hmm. Do they modify all three, Yom Tov, Yom Kippur, and Shabbos, or does it only modify Shabbos? Halacha lemaisa, the way we learn our Mishnah and the way we learn this price, it only modifies Shabbos because Yom Tov is Chamisha. Stop. No more. No less. Yom Kippurim Shiva. Stop. No more, no less. Shabbos, you can be Moisif Aleihem.
Mm-hmm.
That's how Rashi seems to learn, and that's how we learn the halacha. In that respect, there's no machloikis between the Mishnah and the Braisa, because both the Mishnah and the Braisa say that you can be Moisif on Shabbos. Now, if you want to learn that Ein Poichs and Abu Misif and goes on all three, that's fine, because that's what it says in the Mishnah as well. After you enumerate Yom Tov Chamisha, Yom Kippurim, Shisha, B'Shav, Shiva, Ein Poichs and Mehen, Abu Misif and Aleihem. The same question you have over there is over here. Does it go and modify the three, or just the Shabbos? So in that respect, they're consistent. The inconsistency is the 6 and the 7. Right? Mm-hmm. So all on the same page. Zalti Yamara, Zekinko, like Rabbi Shimon, not like Rabbi Chava. Omar Rava says, you're absolutely right. Our Mishnah does not go like either of the three, the Mandiyama that we just read, but rather, Omar Rava, Tanu Rabbi Shmali. It's another brisa of Tanu Rabbi Shmali. Now what does Tanu Rabbi Shmali say? V'yoyntev Chamisha. V'yem Mikvorem Shisha. V'shabes Shiva. If you notice, this is word for word our Mishnah. Yom Tov 5, Yom Kippur 6, Shabbos 7. You cannot be poiches, but you can be moisef, divrei Rabbi Shmuel, Baruch Hashem. So our Mishnah goes according to this, Brisa Tanu Rabbi Shmuel. But I have another problem now. Kashan Rabbi Shmuel ad Rabbi Shmuel, have a stira. The first Rabbi Shmuel that we mentioned in the earlier Brisa said that Ein moisef an aleihem. This Rabbi Shmuel says, Avo Moisif an Aleihem. So I have a stira, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel. Says, Igmar, you're right. Trei Tanoi, I leave it Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel had numerous Talmidim. After the shir was over, they asked two of the Talmidim, what did Rabbi Shmuel say? One of them said, Avo Moisif an Aleihem. And the other one said, he said, Ein Moisif an Aleihem. And both of them are codified in two separate prices. One price has the view of one of Talmidim, and the other price has the view of the other Talmud. So it's not a stira, a machloik is between the Talmud and what the Rebbe said. So with this we've concluded that our Mishnah goes according to the second Braisa, Tanu Rabbi Shmuel. Now the Gemara asks another question. Man Tana l'ha d'tanya. Who's the Tana of the following Braisa? B'yontif mi'achren lovoy u'memarim lotzeis. It's you own a shul, or you're the president of the shul, and we have to set the times for davening on Yom Tov, on Yom Kippur, and on Shabbos. So it says in the Braisa, Yom Tov set your time late to give people a chance to come to shul on time. Well, what do you mean? What are you talking about? So Rashi says, because on Yom Tov you have to prepare the food for the Yom Tov meal. Now in the good old days, they didn't have refrigeration. They didn't have freezers. So you couldn't just say, okay, we'll prepare everything, you know, a day or two before Yom Tov, and then we'll leave it on the refrigerator, and then Yom Tov morning we'll take it out of the refrigerator, we'll put it on the blech, we'll put it on the stove, you know, we'll let it dry out, whatever, take it out of the freezer. They didn't have freezer, they didn't have refrigerator. So you had to go and prepare the food on Yom Tov morning. Now if you're going to prepare the food on Yom Tov morning, you can't both be a davening and preparing the food at the same time. So therefore, if you look at Rashi, on the third line from the top, B'yontav mi'achrin lovoy, lebeis haknesses, you come late to shul, shetzorech litroach besudas yontav. You gotta busy yourself with preparing the sudas yontav. Kach mefudish mesech to suffer, that's what it says, mesech to suffer. So therefore, you have to have time. Now you're thinking to yourself, I don't go prepare the food. My wife prepares the food.
Yes.
Yeah, so she'll come late to davening. Many women don't go to davening at all. They daven at home, or whatever.
Shechting or...
Okay, it's a good point. the Rav Yaakov Emden in the back of the Gemara says that although it's true that it's typically the women of the household that prepare the food, however, the menfolk have to assist in taking care of the kids. Because if there are a bunch of little children running around, mommy can both take care of the kids and prepare the yontif meals at the same time. So therefore the father has to help out at least a little bit.
Halachically, are women are able to shecht?
Women are not able to shecht, no.
Okay.
It's a toisis at the very beginning of Masechtes Chulin Rizvachim. We can look it up afterwards.
Okay.
Anyway, beginning back to our Gemara, said the Yom Tov Me'achron Lavoi, on Yom Tov we come late to Shul. In other words, we schedule, not that people come late, we schedule this man late to give people a chance to go and prepare the food to come in Yom Tov. Umamaran Lot says, and we make sure not to draw out the davening too long so people can leave on the early side. Says Rashi, why? Mishum Simchas Yom Tov. One of the major inyanim of Yom Tov is Samachta B'Chagecha, and that simcha is not only in davening and singing Hallel, that's part of it too, but a part of the Yom Tov is eating and drinking and thanking Hashem for giving us the Yom Tov and giving us life and giving us the Geula and everything that the Yom Tov entails. So therefore, that's all time consuming, so we start davening a little bit later and we try to end the davening a little bit earlier. Yom Kippur, there is no outside, extraneous, extracurricular activities. The only thing we do on Yom Kippur is we daven the whole day. So therefore, there's no reason to come late. You go and schedule the davening early. And you leave late, and you have a whole day to go and ask for slicha v'chapara, to thank Hashem, to ask Hashem for a good year, etc., etc. Uveshabbos mimarim lovoi. We start davening early. The reason why we start davening early is because there's no need to go and prepare food. Not that there's no need, there's no ability to prepare food on Shabbos. It's Shabbos. So therefore there's no reason why you should come late. Mimarim lovoi. Or mimarim lot says, and you do allow people to try to leave early. In other words, try not to draw out the davening too long so that people will be able to go and participate in Oymik Shabbos, for the empty kugel and shulin and sing zmiris. Yes.
We're talking about Shabbos.
We're talking about the whole davening. Shabbos and Musa together.
We're talking
in the morning, right? 100%.
But nowadays, isn't it true that most minyanim that during the week daven early on Shabbos, they start later? Like,
what you're saying is correct. But that's not what our Gemara says. It's interesting that the reason why they wanted people to be Mar Lovoi, says Rashi, so that they should be able to go and daven like we are davening today and the last couple of weeks and the next couple of weeks, that we should be davening Kibbasikin. If you look at Rashi, first of the narrow lines, Ubishabbos Memarim Lovoi, says Rashi, Shikvar Tiknu Hakoyim Erev Shabbos. Everybody already prepared the food from Erev Shabbos, from Friday. You have that, it's five lines to the top. And V'yofa L'mayher B'yosan, Likrois Shma Kibasikin. Since there's no food to prepare, so you might as well come to davening early, so you should be able to daven Kibasikin, Lein Kriyashma, like we did right before Netzachama, and start Shmanesi right after Netzachama. And that's a good idea on Shabbos morning. Now you pointed out correctly that that is not the general custom, and in fact, the Meforshim bring that there is another Girsa. This, Rashi said, is from the Sechta Sofrim. Sechta Sofrim is printed in most Gemaras at the end of Nezikin, not in the Art School Gemaras, but in the regular, normal Vilna Shas. Sometimes you have it in the back of the Gemaras, which are Hoirius and Idius, sometimes in the back of Vayda Zorah, but it's towards the end of Nezikin we have Masechtas Ketavis. One of them is Masechta Sofrim. In Masechta Sofrim, there's another gear said that B'Shabbos Mi'achrin Lovoi, that people come in, they schedule the davening a little bit later. And this is important to Shulchan Aruch, that the minhag is that people start davening a little bit later on Shabbos. How much later?
Why?
So that people should be able to engage more in Menucha Shabbos, to be able to rest up. You don't have to rush to work.
So right, that's practice thing.
It's
very practical terms. Anyway, so that's the Braisa. We started off the discussion by saying, Man Tana Lohod Asanya. Who is the Tana of the following Braisa? It says, Yimar Lema Rebbe Kiva, the Isle Gavri Yaseiro. What does he mean to say? We're saying that on Yom Kippur, it's Ma'achrim Lotzeis. Ma'achrim Lotzeis means it's going to be a long davening. As we know, Yom Kippur is a long davening. Shabbos, however, he says, Memarim Latzeis. It's going to be a shorter davening. Now let's go back to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is the one that says we switch around the 6 and the 7. And he says that in Yom Kippur you have 7 Olim, and Shabbos you only have 6 Olim. Ah, so that's why Yom Kippur is so much longer, because we have another Aliyah, and it's not just the person that gets called up, it also he has to make Misha Berach, and in the good old days they had the Targum, someone had to make the Targum all of it, so it gets to be longer. Shabbos is only 6 Aliyah, so it's a little bit shorter. So maybe this price goes according to Rabbi Akiva, that's why Shabbos we get out a little bit earlier, and on Yom Kippur we get out a little bit later because of that additional Aliyah. Labor of Akiva, this is the Gavri Yisera. So what are you going to answer, Ariel?
I don't think that extends it so much.
And what do you think? What's the reason for the extension? Because of?
Davening.
Oh! Everything more, just like Ariel just told us. Fill the table of Yishmael and go contribute Yishmael too. To Nafish Sidura Dioima. It's not because we have an extra Leah. Come on, extra Leah. Another 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. We're not talking about anything major. It's the Sidura Dioima. It's the Seder Hayoim that we say such a long davening, particularly in Musaf, that we go through the entire Avodas Hayoim. We have all the Koyrim Mishtachvim, we have all the Piyutim. That's what makes it long. The one extra Leah, that's not going to make or break it. Right? That was your point?
Yeah.
That's exactly what the Gemara says. So therefore, you don't have to go and pigeonhole this price and say, it's only Rav Akiva. It's unanimous. Everybody could hold of this price, and that Shabbos, the davening is a little bit shorter, and Yom Kippur, it's a lot longer. Nushtikl. We said in our Mishnah that we have all these different numbers. During the week, there are 3 Aliyahs, as well as Mincha and Shabbos, and then there are 4 on Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, 5 on Yom Tov, 6 on Yom Kippur, 7 on Shabbos. Frankly, Mar Shloisha, Chamisha, Veshiva, Keneged Mi. The 3, the 5, and the 7, what do they correspond? And now you're thinking to yourself, hey, why did we leave out the 4 and the 6? We only talk about the 3, 5. Yes, you have an answer? Okay. So the question is an obvious question. We're going to answer the question of the... Well, first we're going to address the question of the 6 in another 8 or 9 lines. Excuse me. If you see in the middle of the line, about 8 or 9 lines further, Om Liyakim, you know that of Yehuda, Hani, Shisha, Tiyam, Kippurim, Kenegim, the 6 of Yom Kippur. So we left out the 6, Baruch Hashem, we're going to address the 6. But what about number 4 we left out? Rosh Chodesh. That's an obvious omission. So it's the top toises that already addresses this. You see the top toises, Hani Shloisha v'Chamisha and the Shiva Keneged Mi. Avu Mishisha Shalom Kippurim Leboy. Come on, that we're going to ask a little bit later on. Be patient, we're going to get to it. Avu Kasha My Leboy Be Dalit Shalosh Chodesh Keneged Mi. V'Chesh V'Chol Amoyin. What about the 4? I'm sure everybody here is so upset. What about the number 4? V'Yesh Leima The Kinle The Taima The Musaf Choshev Letfuyeg Chad Gavr. So what Tosis is telling us is very simple. If you remember yesterday, the Gemara asked, what's the Zeha Klal in the Mishnah? What does that Zeha Klal come to tell us? And the Gemara says, that's what the Gemara said on the Amud Beis. It gives us kind of a general guide rules, guidelines. The kol to tofeli milta mechavrei. Anytime there's an additional aspect of the yontif more than the other, we add on one more. So, for instance, we said during the week there are only 3: Rosh Chodesh and Moed, which is a carbon musaf. It's 4. Yontif, where there's an issa malacha, it's 5. Yom Kippur, where there's an oynish kareis, 6. Shabbos with an Isser Skila is 7. Says Tosis, this discussion in the Gemara feels that the reasons for Yom Tov, Yom Kippur, and Shabbos, that is Isser Malacha and Koris and Skila, that's not enough of a reason or not a good justification to add one more Ola. The difference between the 3 and the 4, that I can appreciate. 3 is an ordinary day, an ordinary Monday, Thursday, even Mincha and Shabbos. And when it comes now, carbon musaf that you bring on Rosh Chodesh and on Chol HaMoed, that's shoshtik Yom Tov, so we add one more. But now you're going to tell me because Yom Tov is a malacha, or Yom Kippur because of Kares, or Shabbos Kila, and the Tosis says that our Gemara here wasn't satisfied with those answers. And therefore that's why they want to know the 3, 5, and the 7. The 4 we're satisfied. The 4 is because of the extra card musaf. The 6 we're going to deal with in another few lines. So we want to know what the basis of 3, 5, and 7. Can I get me? Says the Gemara is a machlokes. Did I say anything controversial?
Well, based on the Tosfos, there's musaf in all of this too.
Absolutely, that's why each one should have 4. Yom Tov has a musaf, we should have 4. And Shabbos has a musaf, we should have 4. Yom Kippur has a musaf, we should have 4. But why is there 5, 6, and 7?
So Tosfos says he doesn't like the answer of the Skila and the Kodesh.
Yeah. Not that Tosfos doesn't like the Gemara, doesn't
like. I'm sorry. So Tosfos, he suggests musaf as a.
That's the reason why number 4, meaning
argument. I'm glad that Tosfos said this, saying that since you know these 3,
yeah,
Musaf has another one.
Right.
So each independent day, Shabbos, maybe Shabbos, Yisra Malach, there's a way of the...
That's what yesterday's Gemara was. That because Yisra Malach, we have 5. And because Yom Kippur is Kares, we have 6.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay, good. But here we don't have those reasons, because Rashi says the Gemara is not happy with those reasons. So we have to find other reasons. So the 4 were okay, we have the current Musaf, but then every time there should be 4. But Shabbos and Yom Tov. Zok Yimar, Shloish Chamish, Yishim, Kenek, Mi, Pligi, Barab Yitzchak, Bar Nachmeni, V'chad, Di'imei, Umanu, Reb Shimon, Ben Pazi. Is a machloik is between Reb Yitzchak, Bar Nachmeni, and his Chavrus, his colleague, Reb Shimon, Ben Pazi. The Amrila, other versions have it, that Reb Shimon, Ben Pazi, V'chad, Di'imei, Umanu, Reb Yitzchak, Bar Nachmeni. That Reb Shimon, Ben Pazi, and his Chavrus, Reb Yitzchak, Bar Nachmeni. It's basically the same as what we said before. Yimar is only giving prominence and precedence to one as opposed to the other. In other words, Yitzchak Nachmeni, according to the first version, he apparently was the more preeminent scholar, and together with him, his Chabrusa was Reb Shimon Pazi. According to the other one, Reb Shimon Ben Pazi, he was the greater one, and together with him, Reb Yitzchak Nachmeni. The Amrila, furthermore, there are others that said that instead of Reb Yitzchak Bar Nachmeni, it was Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, who presumably was his brother, but the Gemara doesn't go into that. Okay, so now that we know the people, what did they say? Chad Omer Keneged Birchas Kehanim, Chad Omer Keneged Shloi Shishon Yasaf. We'll see that in a moment. Now what does it mean Keneged Birchas Kehanim? We all know in the Kehanim Duchen, they go and say 3 brachas. But now let's count the words in each bracha. The first bracha is Yivarechecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. How many words is that?
3.
Yo'er Hashem ponav eilecha v'chunecha is 5. Yisa Hashem ponav eilecha v'yosem lecha shalom is 7. So the 3, 5, and 7 aliyahs are connected, those 3 brachas that the Kohanim bestow on Klal Yisrael. What does one thing have to do with the other? I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it's esoteric or Kabbalistic. Our Gemara doesn't go into it, but it says that we find this type of formulation, 3, 5, and 7, here too.
Basically, we don't do Birchas HaKohanim on Shabbos or...
in those days.
Back in the basement.
And in Israel, they do it every single day, even today. But here in Chutzal, we don't have
that question. They do it every day in Israel.
In Israel, they do it every day. On Shabbos, they do it
in the north.
In North Israel, they don't?
No.
Okay. Okay, so which towns, yes, which one?
Chayanat.
And what about the Tveri and Tzvaz? Okay, if at all possible, please come back tomorrow and give us a full list of those that do and don't, so that we'll know what to expect when we come there for that one. But anyway, normally the general minig is, in a show that they do every day, maybe the place where you went, Haifa, maybe you didn't have a coin and shul that day. Maybe they did. Okay, question. Anyway, Keneged Birchas Kehanim. Mechad Omar, and the other man, the other says, Keneged Shloisha Shomri Asaf, Chamisha Meroye Pnei HaMelech and Shiva Roye Pnei HaMelech. What does all of that mean? So Rashi tells us that if you look back in the Megillah, you'll find that we have something known as the Shiva Roye Pnei HaMelech. This of course is in Esther, where the Pasuk says, Bayoyim Ashvi Ketoiv Lev HaMelech Bayoyin Omar Limhuman Bizzach Avoyna, all of these wonderful people. And then the Pasuk continues on, Shivas Sore Poras Umvay Roe Pnei Hamelech Hayoishvan Lishoina Bamalchus. Who are the Shiva Roe Pnei Hamelech? These that are enumerated, the Kashana Shesa and Mosa. These apparently are 7 cabinet ministers. people of very high distinction, they see the face of the Melech on a constant basis, because they meet with him on a regular basis, and they're sitting all the way up there in the Vitos, or in the capital, because they're Goyse Knackers, and these are the Shiva Roye Pnei HaMelech. Now Rashi tells us, if you look at the end of Melachim, then you have two other lines of authority also of big politicians or big important people. Who are those? In Kapitel Chof Hei, Pasik Yud Ches, in Melachim Beis, V'yikach Rav Tabochim Esroya Koin Roish, V'esvanyo Koin Mishnah, V'yas Shloishas Shoimrei Hasaf. The three Shoimrei Hasaf. How does he define the word Hasaf? The three gatekeepers. Shloisha Shomrei Hasaf. And then another Pasik or two later, you have a similar Pasik, but there it doesn't refer to Roe Pnei HaMelech, there it refers to Miroe Pnei HaMelech. Let's see if we can find it. Umina'ir lokach soris echar shupokin al anshim l'choma v'chamisha anoshim mei roe pnei hamelech. So in the Achashverosh, in the Megillah, we had roe pnei hamelech, there were seven. Here we have chamisha anoshim mei roe pnei hamelech. And then we have the Shloishis Shoimrei Hasaf. So Rashi now explains, the Shloishis Shoimrei Hasaf are the three. The Roye Pnei HaMelech are the seven. The Meiroye are the five. Why are they called Meiroye? Says Rashi, apparently these five were five of the seven, and they were the more important ones of the seven. It's like today, when you have the cabinet, and you can have a person who is the Secretary of Defense, and then you can have the Secretary of Sanitation. Education, some people would say education is more important. But Secretary of Sanitation, except for the environmentalists, most of them would agree that that's of secondary importance to the Secretary of Defense.
It seems surprising to me that they would rely on Ahasuerus.
We'll get to your point. It's an excellent point, Sarge. Excellent point. But let's first take a look at the Rashi. You see Rashi in the middle of the Amud. Chamisha mei roye pnei hamelech v'shiva roye pnei hamelech shiva hein kidechsev shiva sorry pari umagaz. They have an Esther, right? U'mehem yesh chamisha chashuvim. Of the seven, there are five chashuv ones kidechsev b'seif malachim. Those are the mei roye pnei hamelech. And then you have ulta shloisha shomri asaf ulta b'seif seif malachim. Like we just read out a moment ago. Ukeneg tiknu elu me'ein dvar malchus. The reason why we have the three, the five, and the seven aliyos, what do they have to do with the Shomri Asaf and the Roi Pnei HaMelech? It wants to go and show that this is a symbol reminiscent of royalty. When you're going up to the Sefer Torah, the number of people that were appointed to go up, those are people like cabinet ministers in a royal palace who are close to the king. Now it's true, the Rashi begins and talks about the fact that it's Achashverosh. If you look at the second Toises, Pirush HaKuntres, the Achashverosh, the Shivas Roye Pnei HaMelech, V'kash Eloyim Eshetoknu Chachamim Kenegirin Yonei Shel Oiser Rasha. It's hard to believe that the Chachamim would be Mesakein seven aliyos because Achashverosh.
It's similar like your point. Right. It's similar like we have a minion because of the ten because of the ten Meraglim.
Oh, thank you for looking at
right. That. Isn't it similar that we do the ten in a minion because of the Asara Meraglim?
Yeah, that's correct. Right.
Meaning, so it's like, why are we making halacha from something like very sinister?
Okay. Well, as far as the Asara Meraglim, let's wait for the Amud Beis. But over here, the question is, why would we go and do it Keneged Achashverosh? And so therefore, the Kach Pirush V'Netan, no, nothing to do with Achashverosh. And he brings another Pasuk from Yirmiyah, where they also have seven Roye Pnei HaMelech. Rabbi Yankov Emden in the back of the Gemara says that he believes that Rashi does not disagree with Tosis. He's just saying that most of us are familiar with Megillus Esther, and there refers to the Shiva Sari Pari Umagad, and it says over there, Roye Pnei HaMelech. So that's just giving us a source where we find that there are seven. But not only by Achashverosh, but in general, all kings had seven special advisors, of which five were more chashiv and the other two were less chashiv. And then they also had the Shloisha Shomrei Hasaf, which were gatekeepers, also important, but of course a much lower function. Good, so it's not Chas Hashem, we don't mean Rosh Achashverosh, we mean that royalty, like Rashi Tak ends off. Can they take no Eilu Me'ein the Dvar Malkus, to go and show the royalty. So that's how you get the 3, 5, and the 7, and now we're going to, okay, so let's conclude this. Yes, Rosco says.
He brings down the Tosfos and Chabal, that is connected to Torah and being Ksuvim, that's the main reason, and this is just Tuchel.
Torah and being Ksuvim as far as 3 is concerned. What do we do with the 5 and the 7? I'm sorry?
That
we still have to address. The 3 we had turned to be in Ksuvim, we also had Kahan and Levi and Yisrael. That works beautifully.
Right.
But it doesn't help us in the Shiva on the 5 and the 7. Good. Anyway, B'shkoyach. So getting back to our Gemara now, Omele Abaya. So who is the one that said, okay, no, let's go back. Tani Rav Yosef. Remember, we had a machloikis between Shimon ben Pazi b'chad imei or Shmuel bar Nachmeini, like we said before. Tani Rav Yosef, brought a braisa like the second view. The Gimel Chamisha v'Shiva is Kenega the Shloisha Shomri Asav, Chamisha Meiroi Yipnei HaMelech, and Shiva Roi Yipnei HaMelech. Amalei Abaye Ade Idna Maitanu Leporish Lanmar. So now Abaye said to his Rebbe, to Rav Yosef, how come you never told us this? He never asked me. Had you asked me years ago, I would have told you. You know, you never asked. When you go into shul and you have 3 aliyahs, 5 aliyahs, 7 aliyahs, if you'd have asked me why, I would have told you. It's the shloisha shemri asaf. Since you didn't ask me, that's why I didn't tell you. But I have nothing. I'm not holding it back. You know, there's nothing. That's sodi. It's not a secret to the FBI, the CIA. You want to show me something? Would you like to show me?
It just says here.
There one.
Not during the week.
Just Haifa?
Haifa and for the north.
And for the north, okay.
So that's the only.
Okay, Shkoyach, thank you for bringing that
up. I think there was something with a 5.
Brother Simi has now shown us. I call him Brother Simi because he's sitting in your seat, Brother Shai, so therefore.
Hope you don't mind, Shai.
He's Ola Ligdula. So he tells us that although I think most of us are under the impression that throughout Eretz Yisrael we dechen every single day, he points out that in Haifa the minig is not to dechen every day, only on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and then only, of course, Shachas and Musaf, and also further north of Haifa. So if you're going to Haifa, and you are hoping for Birchas Kahanim during the week, don't be terribly disappointed if you
find it's only by the Ashkenazim, the Sfarim do, the Ashkenazim do.
Only by the Ashkenazim and the Sfarim do. The Sfarim do in Chutz Laaretz too.
Where does he bring this from? Where's this brought from?
He's bringing this from the holy internet.
Which
there's somebody that you're quoting there, right?
They have all the, I mean, that's how I know it, because I was once, I spent some time back. It's here from,
It'll be happy to forward the website to you, and you can review it and come back to us with a full explanation. Anyway, getting back right there. Amalei Yaakov Minoa l'Rav Yehuda. Yaakov Minoa, excuse me, said to Rav Yehuda, Hani Shisha Diyam Kippurim Kenegami. What about the 6? We dealt with the 3, the 5, and the 7. What about 6? Toises in the top told us 4 we know because we add the Musaf. But where do you get 6 Yom Kippur? Now before we continue on, the question is, this is a very interesting name, Yaakov Minoah. It sounds like the Yaakov the Min being the Apikoyris.
Uh-oh.
Ah, so now we look at the third Toysviz, Omba Yaakov, don't be Koyris Minoah, be Koyris Matzoah Gersina. That should be the proper Girza. Matzoah means that he comes from the town of Matzoah. She'im have the Min, because if he's an Apikoyris, then we wouldn't even mention his name in the Gemara. We're not going to go and give distinction to a famous Apikurdis Yaakov Minoah. We'd say, get him out of here. So why would he go and quote him?
And why would he even listen to him?
Exactly. And therefore, the Gemara should rather say, just you say Yaakov Matzah. What is interesting is that in our Gemara, as you see, there's a marginal comment on the side. Ayin Toysis and Avi Dezara, the Yaakov Minoah, Avi Yaakov Minoah Dribavo, Umitzvah Liyashiv. There the Toysis discusses again about Yaakov Minoah and talks about whether this one is Yaakov Minoah or it's another Yaakov Minoah, it's from a different generation, from a different group, a different place. But Toysis does not make a protest and say, well, if he's a Min, he shouldn't even be in the Gemara at all. There the Toysis seems to be complacent and say, okay, we got an Apikardis, and if he asks a good question, we'll listen to him and we'll give him an answer, and we will quote him in the Gemara. So that's why he says, in Mitzvah Liyashiv, you got to understand why this particular Toysis is very emphatic get Minor out of here, and the other Toysis seems to be okay with referring to Yaakov Minor. Yaakov Emden, once again, at the back of the Gemara, says that just like Toysis said that Yaakov Matzah is the name of a place, maybe there's a place called Minor, and Yaakov Minor is Yaakov from the town of Minor. Anyway, regardless, what did he ask? He asked, we spoke about the 3, 5, and the 7, what about the 6 of Yom Kippur? When Ezra was in charge, he had 6 great people to his right and 6 great people to his left. Like it says in the pasuk, "Vayamid Ezra Sofer al Migdal Eitz Asher Osu LeDavar." Vayamid Etzloi. Now, what was Ezra going to do there on that Migdal Eitz? We don't talk about it in the Gemara, but the pasuk over there says that Ezra leaned from the Sefer Torah for all the new Olim Chadashim that came up at the time of Ezra Nehemiah, at the time of the building of the second Beis Mikdash. So who was standing there together with him, presumably there on the podium? The Amen Etzli, Matisya, Meshama, Vania, Vuria, Vachakia, Umasya. Now how many people are those? Matisya, Meshama is 2, Ania and Uriah is 4, Chalkia and Masya is 6, Al Yamina, right? 6 is 5. On his left side, we have Padiah Umishael, Umalkiah, Vachoshum, Vachashbadna, Zachariah, and Meshulam. So we have all together here, we have 6. Padiah Mishael is 2, Malkiah Vachoshum is 4, Chashbadna is Zachariah
7.
7! Didn't we start off that it's Kenega the Shisha She'omdu Miyaminoi and Shisha Mismailai? It's not 6, there's 7. How many Shiva have? We just counted it 3 times. There's 7. Only 2 times. But it's 7. Evdimara hainu Scharia hainu Mishulam. The last 2, Scharia, it doesn't say Scharia. Ooh, Mishulam with a Vav at the end. Because Scharia Mishulam, that was his full name. He was Rabbi Scharia Mishulam. Now, how did he get such a double name? Maikar Mishulam, the Mishlam be Oivdei. He was, as they would say in Yiddish, he was a Mishlam. Mishlam means he was a Mushlam, a Sholem in all of his Avoida. Can I help you, my friend? The Mishlam will, there was already one, and Mishlam will shortly be a second one. Officially, the minion begins at 8:15, unofficially, 8:30, 8:35, 8:40, 8:45, depending on the day, the weather, the mood.
Yes,
and Hashem, God willing, I wish you health and
if you want coffee to warm up, you have it downstairs.
Yeah. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
It's our pleasure. Thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure having you. Baruch Hatzlach. Getting back to Gesundheit. The Mishlam Ba'oivdei Rashi says Tomim B'Masav. The word Mishlam means that he was a Mushlam Tomim Ba'oivdei B'Masav in his Masav. In other words, he was a great, great person. So since there's 6 to the right and 6 to the left, these are people of preeminence.
Is this the Zechariah of the minor prophets?
I don't think so.
Okay.
And therefore, says the Gemara, that since Ezra had 6 and the 6, that's why we do 6 on Yom Kippur. Tanarabana. Hakol oil minyan shiva vafilu cotton vafilu isha. Now the minyan shiva, of course, was talking about 7 people that you call up to the Torah on Shabbos Kodesh. So you could have even a cotton called up for an aliyah, and even a woman called up for an aliyah. Avol, don't jump. Don't jump too quickly. Amru chachamim isha loy sikramatay. You should not give an aliyah to a woman. Nei kovit zibor. What's wrong with kavod zibur? What's the problem with a woman? You could have an erlich, a yiddish, a fro. What's the kavod zibur? So the kavod zibur, explained the mafarshim, is that who are mechuyev in the laning? Menfolk. Women are potter from laning. And therefore, women are potter from Talmud Torah generally, except for those halachas they need to know for themselves, and to mechanach their children, etc.
But doesn't it seem contradictory, because the beginning of the statement says Tan Rabbanan, and then later is Amru Chachamim. Isn't it the same group?
Let's get to that question.
Yeah, I always had the same thought.
Baruch Hashem. Yes. Abishnaim Eidim Yakum
Dabar. Great minds think alike.
Exactly right. So the Gemara says, what's the covered tzibah of it? This covered tzibah is Chas V'Shalom not saying anything negative about women, but rather what it's saying is that the men folk are all mechuyev to hear the lady. The women are not mechuyev to hear the lady. They're not even mechuyev to learn Torah. And therefore, to go and give a woman the opportunity to remember, it's not just getting the aliyah. In the good old days, they also go used to lane. and therefore a lady who is potter from the mitzvah should go now and be motzi the rabbim which are mechuyim in the mitzvah. And even if they're not motzi, if they're just listening, it's really a shame. We look at the menfolk, all of you guys are mandatory to go and learn, to hear the learning, to understand the learning, to read the learning. Why are you giving it to a person who is not mechuyevus to go and represent
you? Is there a general klal that someone who's not mechuyev cannot be motzi?
Exactly. So here, even if you don't have to actually be motzi, maybe you only have to listen to the learning as opposed to, it's not like Mikra Megillah, everybody has the mitzvah to go and read it, and therefore we ask Yankel Smith, you represent everybody, you be our shliach. By the Kriyas HaTorah, could be it's just the mitzvah of shmia, of listening to the Torah as opposed to actually reading it. And therefore you don't have to have a Baruch Yuvah Mamish. But the point is, it's not right to have someone of a lower level of religious requirements to go and be moitzi everybody else, or to go and lain for everybody else who are on a higher level. So that's the Kovet Zibur.
Isn't there an issue of Kol Isha also?
Be an issue of Kol Isha.
That's a very, very good question. The Art Scroll brings that to our attention and says that L'choyre, it's a big problem of Kol Isha, because it's not just saying the bracha, the woman actually has to go and lay. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the way it used to be, that anybody that got the Aliyah would go and lay. In fact, just more recently, about when we started having this COVID business, unfortunately, most shuls, as you know, were closed at the time. We were zoche in Muncie that we had a minyan out in the open on the street. It was a private cul-de-sac, private in the sense that very few cars went by except for those people that lived there, and so therefore it was a cul-de-sac. And we had a minyan out in the open already a week after COVID broke, almost close to 2 years ago. And so everybody, of course, was nervous. It was social distancing. We had a cul-de-sac which was 400 feet long, 20 feet wide. We had 12 people, so it wasn't 6 feet between one and the other. It was roughly 20 feet between one person and the other. Okay, so why am I telling you about all this? What about Mondays and Thursdays and Shabbos when we had to go in lane? You didn't want people crowding around the bima. So the rule that was made by the organizer of the minyan is, you want an aliyah, you got a lane. And if you don't know how to lay, you don't get an aliyah. So there were Shabbosim where, and even Yontif, where I got four aliyahs in a row. And in Shulchan Aruch it says you can. A person can have multiple aliyahs.
You're going to say it's not a woman.
No women got. But you could have multiple aliyahs in a row. And so therefore I got several aliyahs. So my point is that the good old days used to be the Bal Kore, not just listen to a Bal Kore. So then you have a problem of Kol Isha Erva, and the article says, Ayin Shevet Alevi, in Chele Gimel, I think Chuvah Yadalit, who discusses this at length, so he doesn't bring what he concludes, but L'chore, that's also an equally important consideration. So thank you, Ariel, and thank you, Shelley, for bringing that to our attention. And we continue on. That's your question about the Tana Rabbanan and the Chacham.
From the onset,
the word Tana Rabbanan means we're going to quote now a Braisa, and the Braisa says that the Iker Hadin Min HaTorah, a woman could get an Aliyah to the Torah. However, the Chachamim said it's pasnish, it's not right for the Tzibur that a lady that doesn't have the Chiyav of laning should go and lane when all the other men folk do have the Chiyav. It's a very poor statement about all the menfolk that they cannot go and get up to the Torah to lay, and we're giving him instead to the lay.
But Rashi and Rashi shall together, no?
What is Rashi saying?
So they cover Torah called Navi Shavah.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Did we mention the word Navi so far?
No, I'm just reading.
The reason why is because it's going on the next Gemara.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No problem, we're still best friends. So to more about it. Iboilo. Pray to more Ashayla. Maftir Mao Shiyal Laminyan Shiva. We keep on saying 777 on Shabbos. We call up the final Aliyah for Haftorah. Is he part of the seven? Or is he in addition to the seven? In other words, are there seven Aliyahs or eight Aliyahs? Rav Huna, Rav Yumi, Bar Abba, Chad Omer, Ola. Yes, he's number seven. The Chad Omer, Eina Ola, he's number eight. Mandiyama Ola, Tarkari. Why is he different than anybody else? He also lanes from the Torah. If he lanes from the Torah, he's number seven. Okay, he lanes after Torah too. Mazel Tov. But He's part of the sept. Why do you even need that the haftorah should be laying? Why does the Baal haftorah also have to lay from the Torah? That may covet Torah. This is your Rashi. What's may covet Torah? So we'll look now at the Rashi, seven lines from the bottom. Shalei he covet Torah, the covet Novi Shove. If we're going to have six people laning from the Torah, and then we're going to call up a seventh person, or for that matter, have seven people laning from the Torah, call up an eighth person, he's only going to lain from the Navi. So then people will think, okay, Kavod Torah and Kavod Av Torah are both the same. Remember, in many shuls, even today, they don't lain from a Chumash or from a Tanakh, they learn from an actual scroll, a real Navi. So if you have a bunch of people getting aliyahs from the Torah, and then you call up the final aliyah, and he doesn't read from the Torah, he only reads from the Navi, people begin to equate the two, and say, well, this is a safer Torah, and this is a safer Navi, and they're both scrolls, and let's do Hagbah Galila, and all the rest. And therefore, not to do that, since this is not part of the essential aiming, he's just... it's not part of the meaning. Now, left unsaid in our Gemara, but for those of you that are historians may know, how did the whole Haftarah come up in the first place? It came up because, unfortunately, we had periods during the Jewish history that the governments didn't allow us to go and be mekayim the mitzvahs, including and especially to go and lane from a Torah on Shabbos. So what did they do? So the Chum of that generation said, well, people are going to forget the Parshas HaShavua, they're going to forget about the Chumash, we don't have the Metargim, let's try to identify a portion of Navi which is similar to the context of the Parsha of the week. And that's how they started the Eingeführt, they authorized and they legislated that from now on, since we can't learn from the Torah, we should go learn from the Haftorah. And therefore, every single week, they would pick a portion from Yeshaya, Yeremiah, Yechezkel, whatever that was.
But I'm saying similar. The authorities knew, like, what the difference was, meaning if they heard them laning, they'd be like, oh, you're arrested. Like, they really delineated whether it was from the Pentateuch or the...
I wasn't there, but apparently, yes. Apparently, okay. This was a legal loophole, and they allowed it.
Maybe physically speaking, they could say the Torah was well known to the guy. You know, they had it's five books of Moses together, so a clock, but the number was smaller, so it didn't look like it was the same, you know. So
maybe they confiscated all the Sifrei Torah.
Right.
So therefore the land. I don't know the answer to that question, but the point is that this was considered to be a Torah substitute since you couldn't lane from the Torah. Then, Baruch Hashem, when things got better, and they reinstituted laning, so they said, well, let's keep that Torah, since, you know, we've been laning after it for the last 5 years, 10 years, whatever, just keep it. But since we don't want to equate the two, that's how we're getting into our Gemara now. So getting back again to Gemara.
Yeah, is that the tradition, practically? That at Haftorah, some people even clap, other people just with a Hasidim, they just say, everybody said it for themselves, basically.
That's correct.
Is that based on history?
In Halacha, it's already brought that in many Mekoimis they were knowing to do clap. However, not everybody was wealthy enough to go and afford it. It was a question of mammonis to go and write the Navi also cost money. So people said, it's not that important. No. Anyway, back to our Gemara. So, Nochmo. It's part of the seven. He's number eight. He's reading from the Torah. There's no need for him really to learn from the Torah. We already had our seven kruim. Why does he also lay? They cover the Torah. The people should not equate the Torah and the Navi, and therefore when we call him up, we don't call him up solely for the Haftorah, we call him up for Torah, and then he says Haftorah as an adjunct. Since this is only really to take away the possible confusion and equation of Torah and Navi, so it's not a real Aliyah, and therefore he's not part of the seven, he's number eight. And although today Haftorah is considered to be a very important Aliyah, as we know, however in Shulchan Aruch it says that it's considered to be a minor Aliyah, and that's why we allow for even Ketanim to go and get the Haftorah. You have very often a Bar Mitzvah Bochur, not Bar Mitzvah yet, and he goes and lanes the Haftorah. But anyway, but that's not part of the seven, he does number eight. You can't do that, by the way, by Parshas Zohar and the others, but the other four major parshas, but on a regular laning you could. Anyway, Meisvei, Frank Gemara Kasha. Sorry.
On your side, they say it's an Indian to have.
That is correct. That's brought in Yoredeya in Hilchis Simchois Smochois, or Simchois, whichever way you like it. It says that for a person who has a chiyuv yard side, he should go and get mafter. That is correct.
So there is some chashivas to it.
It's chashivas in the sense for the yard side. I'm not sure what the relationship between the two is, but for the neshama, for sure, it's a question. Why is that better than shishi or shlishi or chamisha? I don't know. But it said
the whole year.
That you're right. The whole year. Frank Dimar, Shkoyach, Brother Shai, for bringing that to our attention. Frank Dimar, Meisvei, Hamachter Ben Ovi, Le Yifchois, Mi Esen, Mi Echad Psukim, Keneged Shiva, Shekoru Ba Toira. A person who says Haftoira, the Haftoira should be at least 21 Psukim long, to Keneged the Shiva Kruim. 3 times 7 gets you to 21, and based on the historical reason for it, now we can understand that. Because since they didn't have 7 Kruim, and we're doing Haftoira instead of the laning, so let's at least get 21 Psukim as close as possible to a normal Kriya, so to speak. Frank Dimar, since we have a machloikis whether it's Ola or Enoi Ola, Vim Isa Esamar Bo Havi, and a Quintum on the Yoma that says he's Enoi Ola, which means you have to have 8 Olin, 8 aliyahs, so in Bazoi, you should have 3 times 8 and not 3 times 7. So don't you have a clear cut raya that the haftarah is Olin min haminyan, there are only 7 altogether? So Timonishka raya. The truth of the matter is, it's only the 7 ones who are the real Olin. The 8th person who goes and gets haftarah too, he's also up, but he's not the real McCoy. Since the whole reason why they instituted that number 8 should lane from the Torah is only out to the Kavod HaTorah, not to equate it to, therefore, we don't need to have 3 psukim corresponding to number 8, because he's just, you know, I don't want to say it's an afterthought, but it's not the ikr chiyav, it's really a secondary chiyav, so they weren't misak in 3 times 8, but only 3 times 7. Maskele Rava, Vari Olesechem Sofu, Tloi Havion, Esrin V'chad V'karinon. If you look at Parshas Tzav in your Chumashim, and then you go to the Haftorah, you'll see that we read from a portion of Yirmiyah, where the first Pasuk, in the middle of the Pasuk, says Olesechem Sofu, and if you add all the Psukim together, you don't get to 21. In fact, you only get to 17, and we add 2 more from a later Perek, and you get 19 altogether. It's not 21. The Karina, everyone shining awesome. The Solik in Yonah, because after that parsha ends, if you continue on, it's talking about other things entirely, and therefore it's not shayach. You know, you don't want to mix hoydi mit kish. You're talking about that particular haftarah. Don't mix in other psukim which are unrelated. Pray to more meichad loy Solik in Yonah loy. And where it doesn't end, then we always insist on 21 psukim as a minimum. But Rav Shmuel bar Abba zim nesagim avkam kim dekamli Rav Yochanan many times in front of Rav Yochanan. For he have a karin asur psuki om alon ifsiku. He said, "Kanuk, you already laying 10 psukim. That's all. You don't have to go beyond that." Didn't we say there's a minimum of 21? Every more makim sheyesh torgemen shani. If there's a matar game, then that's different. Tanya of tachlif or bashmul veshanal makim sheyesh torgemen. If there's no torgemen, then there's a minimum of 21. A makim sheyesh torgemen poisik, then you can stop after 10. What's the svar of stopping after 10? Because a matargemen repeats each one of the psukim, so then 10 now becomes 20. 20 is Kamat, if you will, 21. You couldn't say, go and lane 11, be 22. That's already too many. But what's the whole reason over here? It says Rashi in the second line, Sheish Toidach Letzibur. After all, people want to get home for Kiddush and for Cholent and for Kegel. There's a mitzvah of Oinik Shabbos. That's the reason why we said Memarim Lotzeis. We try to keep the davening to a minimum, so people should be able to enjoy Shabbos Kiddush. So therefore, we don't want to be Matriach too much. If you Matargim 10, 20, Shengenuk, you don't have to do more. Zok the Mishnah Baita. Now, the Mishnah starts off with a long list, and it ends off at the end, Pochois Me'asara. Each of the things that we're going to enumerate in the Mishnah require 10 individuals. So we start off, Ein Person Al Shema. Person Al Shema is an interesting concept. We are familiar with it generally, but we don't normally refer to it as Prisa Shema. What it means is, let's look at Rashi, the third line from the top. In person al Shema, says Rashi, Minyan habola beis haKnesses li'achar shekaru hatzibur es Shema. The the Tzibur, people are coming in late to davening, and it's hard to fathom something like that, but it happens. People are davening, there's a minyan Baruch Hashem, they've already said Kriya Shema, they're getting close to Shemon Esrei, Oymed Echad, so you have a minyan Habo, a new 10 people arrive in shul, they apparently ask the people that are sitting in shul, please wait for us for a moment, because we missed Kaddish, Baruch Hu, and the Bracha Rishon of Kriya Shema. So please take out a sefer, look in the sefer for 5 minutes. Don't be mafsik. Oymer Echad v'Oymer Kaddish, one of the new 10 that arrived, he says quickly Kaddish, Ubaruch Hu, Ubracha Rishon of Kriya Shema, and then he joins, and apparently all the new minion join with the rest of them to go and daven together. So that they should all together Baroiv Am Hadras Melech with one minion. Says Rashi, what's this Lashon of Parson Al Shema? Parson is Lashon Chatzi Hadover. Pras means half, so it means that they came in the middle and they're kind of slicing it. Because they didn't have a chance, he had to go and see all the Psukka de Zimra. After all, people are not going to wait that long. So they quickly put on the toilet, somebody quickly goes to the Amid, and he says, I'm going to say a quick Kaddish, Metabaruch Hu, and we'll join you as part of the minyan. That's how Rashi learns with the minyan habala basic masses. The third Toisus says, lav dafka, that you have 10 people. If you notice, Toisus interestingly goes down slowly but surely. We'll just take a very quick look at the Toisus. In person al Shema, third Toisus, I couldn't just be from the other Shabbala basic masses, actually it's Palu HaTzibur, for oitzim le mekadish uboruchu tzorach asor, you need 10 new people. Rabbi Natan Pirish, to beshiva shloi shomu im sholosh achirim sagi. You can go and have 7 new people who come into shul, be mitzvah of 3 people who are already davin, 7 plus 3, you already have a minyan. And skip down about 6 or 7 lines. V'yesh oimrim, right afterwards, say shoftim hey. Next line, v'yesh oimrim, afilu v'shisha, b'shem debaruch hu hava hashishi. You can go and do 6 together with 4 others. V'benetam, kosim b'sefer yosher, b'chamisha, even 5 and 5. The nearly afilu b'shloish shloi shamu, that even 3 plus 7. And then if you skip down another few lines, the Talmid Rashi Pirshu Mishmoi, the Afilu Bishul Echad Shloi Shama Yechoyim Mehem Lifrei Sal Shema, even one person. And therefore, it's based on that, that even today you have sometimes, that after a minyan is over, let's say a minyan for mincha, person rushes in, oi, and this mincha, can I say a hoicha kedusha? Sometimes he'll say the Kaddish before, sometimes he'll just go straight into the broch and he'll say kedusha. Where's he coming from? Well, so it's based on this Gemara and this Toisus that you're part of Sal Shema, that you don't say the whole thing, but somebody chaps around and wants to say at least get a kedusha. Sometimes you have after Shachris, a person came late and he said, can I say Kaddish and Baruch Hu, and quickly I'll say kedusha.
Is there a distinction between Krishma, which is chiyuv to say regardless, and Kaddish Yusha Baruch Hu, which is only allowed when you have a son?
Exactly. So,
what Krishma, I'm not saying is it doesn't make a difference. In other words, Krishma without a tzibur.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you're asking why does Rashi say Baruch Rishon should be Krishma? Why?
Yeah.
In the Iker is the Kaddish and the Baruch. I agree with you. Apparently, that's why everybody was waiting there. Krishma, and he says, please, I'd like to go and all do it together, if you can wait for me for 5 minutes, and he quickly says, HaKadosh, but then Baruch Hu, lanes Krishma, the first bracha Krishma, quickly, the bracha, not even Krishma, the bracha, and then he says it together with everybody else. Right. Anyway, but, so this Toisus is the basis of when people come late to shul, when they want to go and say an extra Baruch Hu, an extra Kedush, an extra Kaddish. So what the Mishnah is telling us is, you have to have 10. So the way Rashi seems to learn is 10 new people have to come on the scene, but from Toisus it seems no, all he means to say is
one.
You have to have even one would be sufficient, but you have to have 9 others that are listening. You can't have one person coming in after davening, everybody left, okay, I'm going to go and say now Kedusha. So you have to have a minimum of 10 who are participating. Next, V'ein Erev L'Theyateh, but that's easy. You don't have a chazan who's davening and saying Kaddish, Kedusha, Baruch Hu, and all the rest, unless you have a minyan. V'ein Oisin Skapeim, there's no dichanan, unless you have a minyan. V'ein Koyrim B'Toyra, unless you have a minyan. V'ein Maftir B'Novi, you have to have a Toyra. You want to say half Toyra from a Novi, you have to have a minyan. V'ein Oisin Ma'amad U'Moyshev, V'ein Oimim Birchas Aveilim, V'Tanchumi Aveilim, this is all referring to Rachman al-Slam when a person passes away. Ma'amad U'Moyshev is referring to that the minyan was, and even today in certain Chabra Kaddishas they still have this minig, that when they go and bury Rachman al-Slan, a person, that they don't take straight from the hearse and put him straight into the ground, but they go slowly and they say Yoshe B'Seis El Yoin, and then they stop and they make seven stops. And each time they say seven stops, okay, everybody stop. They put the Oren down for a moment, and then a moment later they pick it up, move another few feet, put it down, and they do this seven times altogether. So sometimes they only do three times. It depends on the midhagim and different makaitis. So this of everybody should stand in place or go and sit down, this is called Mamad Umayshif. And they only did that when they had 10 people. Rashi seems to be saying it has nothing to do with Hilchos Minyan, like we had until now, but it's more like Hilchos Derech Eretz, that you only want to go and give cover to this mess, and you only want to trouble people to wait and get up and sit down when you have a Psachosha Ba'olim, not if you only have two or three or four. Bechem will see the Rashi a little bit later when we get to it. Anyway, so this is the Inyan of the Mamad. Moshe ben Oyim Rebecha Savelim, there was a special bracha that the Menachmim said to the Avelim, and that the Avelim said to the Menachmim. And for that reason, you have to have 10 for that. That's the Tanchum Avelim of Birchas Chasanim. Now, Birchas Chasanim is talking about Tanchum Avelim, of course, when you go and say, Amok in Menachem Eschem, and we're talking specifically about making the Shura. Right? For those of you that have ever been to a Levi in a cemetery, after that, when the Avelim are returning, then they typically make a Shura. People standing on one side, the other side, and then the Avelim go through, and then everybody says, Amok in Menachem Eschem. So once again, at least the custom was that you had a minion for that. It's not a Domeship of Kedusha. I mean, if you're a Menachem Ovel in a person's house, you don't have to have a minion. It happens all the time. So apparently, also, it's the covered for the occasion for doing this Shura, you have to have 10 people. Well, Birchas Chasan. Birchas Chasan is talking both at a Chasan and at a Sheva Brachas, you have to have 10 people. This happens all the time, especially in Shul at Shabbat Shudas. If you want to go and say Baruch Lekeinu, you have to have 10 people. And finally, Tisha this is referring to a person that was Makdish, a Karka for the Beis Hamikdash, and now you want to, the Gizbar says, I have enough real estate, I want to go and appraise it and have somebody be poda and give me the money, the value. So you can't just go and take it to the American appraisal society. You have to go and take 10 people that are going to do the appraisal, 9 regulars and 1 a kohen. Where does this 10 come from? So Mietchen will see in the Gemara, the Makar for all of these things. For Adam Kiyotzvan means if a person says about himself, Dummi Olai, my value I want to give to Hegdish, to the Beis HaMikdash, how can you go and assess a person's value? You would take him to the Shuk and see how much this person would fetch as an Eved. And you have 10 people that would go and assess it and say, I think it would be this much. So 10 people have to do the appraisal and the assessment, and 9 regulars and 1 a koyin, 10 altogether. Why 10? Why 9 plus a koyin? We'll see in the Gemara. So, Gemara, we started off at the beginning, all of these things require a minyan. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Kol Dabashim Bekdusha, you want to be a Nikdashti, Le'yepochas Me'asor, it has to be 10. Where does it say in the Pasuk 10? The Tani Reb Chiya, As Yetoich Toich. We learn Ad Gzeir Shabbat Toich Toich. Here it's in the Nikdashti, B'soich B'nei Yisrael. Stay away from this Eida. Which Eida are we referring to? This is talking about the Adas Koirach. And it uses the expression Toich. But Adas Koirach doesn't tell us any numbers. So how do I know 10? Oh, the Asi Eida Eida. Because I now have a second limud. This is talking about the Meraglim. How many Meraglim were there all together? 12. 2 of them were good people, Yeshua and Kolin. 12 minus 2 gets you down to 10. Is Mala Alon Asor, just like here when he uses the term Eida, it means 10. Here too, when it says Yibadlim Yitreicha, Eida, it means 10. And there now it says here Toich, and here it says Toich. So I learned Toich, Toich, Eida, Eida, to tell you it's got to be a minimum of 10. Of the Nikdashti B'soich B'neisha, Mala Asor, Avkan Asor. 10 altogether. This is what Ariel was talking about on the Omer Aleph. We're not learning Chas HaShalom from the Meraglim themselves, or from the Adas Koirach, a din of 10. What we're doing this is for definitional purposes. Meaning, I know that it says in the Dash B'Seich B'nei Yisrael, how many people is B'Seich B'nei Yisrael? Oh, it's got to be an Eida. How many is an Eida? So I find from elsewhere that the definition of Eida is 10 people. So we're not learning from the characters or the people, we're just learning definitionally. So here too, on the Amud Aleph, you asked, what's the kasha we learn about from Achashverosh? Because from Rashi it sounded like that the reason why we have seven aliyahs in Shabbos is because Achashverosh had seven Misharsim. Who cares about Achashverosh? Who cares about his Misharsim? It's a Harasha. Who needs him? So that's what we said, that Toisus says, and Rashi says at the end, we don't really mean Achashverosh. We're just giving that as an example of Dvar Malchus. Everybody knows about the Megillah, exactly. And the purpose is not because we like Achashverosh. We don't like Achashverosh. But just like Achashverosh had seven Royei Pnei HaMelech, so generally that's all the Malachim had, presumably Alexander the Great, presumably, and other kings also had these seven cabinet ministers, so that's the three, five, and the seven that we had. Okay. Anyway, getting back to Agmar. By the way, the Svasemis points out that once you're learning Eida, Eida, so that means that by the Adas Kairach there's also 10. Is that true? After all, Kairach had masses that were together with it, far more than 10. They had the 250 and many others. So the question is, you're saying Eida, Eida, Malhalon HaSarach, Afkan HaSarach, there's only 10 when you're dealing with the Maisa of Kairach. Says Vasemis, Hal Korchach, what the Pasuk is trying to tell us is, he bodlu. Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, stay away from Das Kairach. And Das Kairach wasn't just one large group of 1,000 people or whatever massed together. There were smaller groups. He said, if you find a group of 10, stay away from them. If there are only 7 or 8, then you can go close to them. But once you see 10 gathered together, aros, you stay away. See, bodlu b'toch eida, every group of 10. Right, when you do Mamad Moshe, we have to have 10. Given the Boila Memer, Imdu Yekorim Amoidu, Shmu Yekorim Shmu, Batsim Yasara Lav Beirachar. As part, again, the Orin is being taken towards the gravesite. So, they make 3 or 7 stops. And they say each time, Imdu Yekorim Amoidu, Taira mention, please stand. Shmu Yekorim Shmu, Taira mention, please sit down. If you don't have 10 people, it's a pasnish. Now, what's the lav oirachar? So you see Rashi here in the middle of the Amud. Rashi says 2 answers. Number 1, lav oirachar lahatriach shliach lekach, to go and have someone memuna to be appointed and say, okay, you're going to be in charge, you're going to go and say the imdu, amoidu, shvu, shvu. He said, there are not enough people, just for 3 people, 5 people, 7 people. You're not going to matriach someone to velekroisen yikorin, and to go and say all the people that are gathered, oh, you tired of mention, Dimkein Mahinachtalim Rubin, what are you going to say if you have 50 people? You're going to call them the same, tired of mention. So, therefore, when it's 10 or more, it's a choshev a ma'amod, a choshev a matziv, then you have one person in charge to go and say, okay, Yikarim, Imdu Yikarim Amoidu, and then it's shayach to use the term Yikarim. But anything less than that is, you know, you don't have a large enough tzibur that warrants that type of cover. How do you define bichas veil? The word bichas rechava. Bichas rechava means that when they used to leave the grave and left the cemetery, on the way home, they would make a stop in the rechoyv. Rechoyv means in the street. And they would sit outside the cemetery and have their sudas havrah. So it was the first suda that you give to the Avelim. You didn't wait until they came home, but you already had that right as soon as you come out of the cemetery. On the Rechoy, you'd sit down kind of on the sidewalk, and people would eat, the Avelim would eat, and then they would go and say brachos at that time. What bracha did they say? Our Gemara doesn't go into that. However, Rashi goes into it, as we'll see in a moment. When you have this Birchas Avelim here in the Rechava, then the Avelim are not counted. You have 10 besides the Avelim. But Birchas Chasan and Basara, but you're talking about a Sheva Brochas, then you have 10 people. But Chasan and Minimin, you can count the Chosin towards the 10. What is this Birchas Avelim? Why Ein Avelim and Aminyan? So there's an interesting Rashi. Go up Rashi about 10 lines. Ein Avelim and Aminyan. Says Rashi, Sharihu Oimer Brocha Lemenachmim Befnei Atzman. The Avelim turn towards the Menachmim and they thank them. Achenu Baal Hagmul, you people that have been Gomel Chesed to go and visit us and to Menachem us, Yishalom Lechem Gemul Chamatei V'Kadosh Baruch Hu should go and repay you for the Chesed that you have done. Baruch Atu Hashem Mishalim Hagmul. But Avim b'fnei atzman. Now the Menachmim turn towards the Avelim and they say to them, Achinu bal nechomis yinachem eschem. The bal nechomis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she menachem you. Baruch Atah Hashem, menachem Avim. Ve'en ekoilin yachad. So therefore, because of the fact that the Avelim have their bracha and the Menachmim have their bracha, it wouldn't pass that an Ovel should join the minion for them, or that the Menachem should join the minion for them. And based on this Rashi, it sounds like you had to have a minimum of 20 people. 10 people to say the bracha on behalf of the Avelim towards the Menachem, and 10 for the Menachem towards the Avelim. Anyway, but you can't go mix and match. But the Echaz Chasanim, the Chosin can participate in the minion. You have to go and say Elikenu Kim Devoy Lameim and Baruch Elikenu Shachal Mishaloi. But it's Maser Lavoy Rechara to go and say Hashem's name without a minion. Finished. Otherwise, just say Baruch without the Elikenu. Var Kokoyis Tisha Kokoyim Odom Kiyotzeben Menorim. Really, where do we get this number of the 10, 9 plus a koyim? Says Yimor El Mishmul Asor Kehanim Ksuvim Beparsha. Where is this parsha that we're talking about? So again, Rashi assists us. At the end of Sefer Vayikra, when you get to Parshas Bechukosai, it talks about Shloisha Be'erchen, Shloisha Be'behema, Va'arboa Be'karkoi, says Rashi. Then it talks about if a person goes and says, Erech Ploini Alai, or Erech this Alai, and then he says, by that person who's Makdish a Behema, or a person who's Makdish a Karkois. In each case, the Gizbar of the Beis Migdash says, I don't need this particular item or this particular behema, this particular karka. Give me the monetary equivalent. How do we determine what the equivalent is? So you have to have, it says in the Psukim, 10 times the word koin. So then we have to have l'choyre 10 koihanim. Says the Gemara, Asor Kehanim Ksum Bapasha, Chad the Gufay, the first one we need, says Koyin, and then all the others are the Idach Chad the Miet Acher, Miet and Miet Acher, Miet El Rabbis. We have a rule in the Torah that whenever the Torah repeats something again and again and again, each one comes as a Miet to say, no, I don't need the Koyin, because we already talked about the Koyin. So the Miet of saying Dafka Koyin comes Le Rabbis to include Yisraelim or Levium. You don't have to have Koyhan. So all the other 9 references to Koyin is the rabbis, regular people. Therefore, you have Tishi Yisrael v'chad Koyin. Maybe we should go and say that 1, 3, 5, 7, and 9 have to be Koyhanim. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 can be Yisrael. Why would I say that? Because since you're saying whenever it says in the Torah, Miut Acha Miut is no the rabbis, so the first Koyin I need the Gufay, to tell you need a Koyin. The second one is Amir Acha Miut, so the rabbis is Yisrael. Then number 3, that's already, I need that to tell you I need a Koyin. Number 4, I don't need to say that, I already said Koyin. Amir Acha Miut El Rabbis. And then number 5, I need to tell you I need a Koyin. Number 6 is Amir Acha Miut El Rabbis. So therefore, all the odds tell you I need a Koyin, 5 times, and all the evens tell you I don't need a Koyin. So Timara, it's a good question. Kasha, the Timara doesn't give an answer. The Adam Kiyoitz in the hand, the same thing applies to Adam. So it sounds like I'm Makdish and Adam. Frankly, well, Adam Mikodesh, can you be Makdish and Adam and say, I give this Adam to the base of English? Dami means when a person says, I am a nader, I give as a donation to the base of English, my value, whatever my value is. The sign of Oymet Me'alai, Shaman Oysoi Ki'eved, we have 10 people that sit together in a room, and they have to go and do a shuma, they have to appraise him as if he was an Eved. And we know an Eved is Ishish V'Kakoyis Tachsiv, is the Chalt of Oysom Nechem Acharecha L'Reshes Achuza, that if a person owns an Eved Kanani, then it becomes a permanent nachla, that if a person passes away, he gives a birusha to his children, and if the children pass away, they give it to their children. So it's just like a piece of karka, and just like a piece of karka, we said you need 10, so Adam Kiyoitzim, well, you have to have 10, 9 Yisraelim, and 1 Koyin to go and do the shuma of how much this person is worth. Shkoyach, have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisai Zag, Avenged, Hatzlocha Rabbo.